Saving the Rainforests by Sally Morgan. Question of the Week. Why is it important to care about nature? Genre. Expository text gives information about real people, places, and events. Note the features in this selection that show that what you're reading about is real. What is a rainforest? A rainforest is a special kind of forest that grows in warm, wet places. The trees are tall and grow close together. There are three main types of rainforest. Tropical forests. Tropical rainforests grow near the equator, an imaginary line around the middle of Earth. The climate is hot and rain falls nearly every day. The rainforest trees are evergreen trees. They have leaves year-round. The largest area of rainforest is the Amazon rainforest in the huge Amazon River Basin in South America. There are also tropical rainforests in Central Africa, Southeast Asia, and Australia. Cloud forests. Rainforests that cover mountains in tropical regions are called cloud forests because they are up in the clouds. The air is cooler higher up a mountain, and there is more moisture in the air. Trees in cloud forests are shorter than those in tropical forests, and they are deciduous. They drop their leaves once a year. Temperate forests. Temperate rainforests grow farther from the equator where the climate is cooler. Here, there are distinct seasons when some parts of the year are cool and others warm. Many of the trees are conifer trees, which have needle-like leaves that drop gradually all through the year. The trees are covered in mosses and lichens. There are temperate rainforests in Australia, New Zealand, North America, and parts of South America. Rainforests at risk. In the last few years, huge fires in the rainforests of Brazil and Indonesia have hit the news. On television, we have seen dramatic pictures of the fires and the damage they have caused. Forest fires are common, so why should they worry us? Millions of plants and animals. We should worry because forests are important. Scientists think that about 10 million different species, types of plants and animals live on Earth. The rainforests are home to nearly two-thirds of these. Some animals live among the leaves, others on tree trunks, and some on the forest floor. Because of this, scientists say rainforests have a high biodiversity, variety of living things. Water and climate. We should also save rainforests because they release so much water into the air that they affect the climate of the tropics. Plant roots draw up water from the ground. A lot of the water evaporates, turns to vapor or tiny droplets from the surface of the leaves and mixes with the air. This helps form rain clouds. Gases in the air. Leaves use the energy of sunlight to join water and carbon dioxide gas from the air to make food. As they do this, they give off the gas oxygen. Most living things, including trees, need oxygen to convert food material into energy for their bodies. Removing rainforests cuts down the amount of oxygen in the air, threatening the lives of many plants and animals. Disappearing forests. As the world's population gets larger, more food and building materials are needed. Half the world's rainforests have been destroyed to provide timber or farmland. It will take centuries for them to grow back. Land for farming. In Central and South America, land that was once forest is now pasture for cattle. In many countries, the best farmland outside the forest is all owned by rich people. Poorer farmers need somewhere to live, so they clear forest land for farms. They grow crops and use wood as fuel. In many parts of the world, wood is the only fuel available for cooking and for heating water. Tropical woods. Tropical wood is used a lot in building. In Southeast Asia and Africa, logging for timber is the main reason for clearing the forests. Timber companies build roads into the forests so they can bring in machinery to cut down the trees and pull out the logs. The logs are sent by road or floated down rivers to ports. From the ports, they are exported all over the world and used to make tables and other furniture. Big business. Huge areas of rainforests are burned to clear land. On much of this land, cash crops, crops grown for sale, such as coffee, bananas, and rubber, are grown instead of fruit and vegetables for local people. Mining, industrial development, and the building of large dams all damage the rainforests too. Even tourism is threatening some of the more popular rainforests. Washed away. In parts of the tropics, regions of the world near the equator, there are heavy downpours of rain almost every day. About 6 inches, 15 centimeters of rain can fall in just a few hours. New York might get that much rain in a month. A huge sponge. The rainforest is like a huge sponge. The plants soak up most of the rainwater. This evaporates from the leaves, creating mist and low clouds. The water in the clouds falls back onto the forest as rain. The water is recycled over and over again. Some of the water drains into streams and rivers. The rainforests release this water slowly, so the rivers never run dry. Soil erosion. If the trees are cleared away, there are no roots to hold the soil. Rain washes it away. This is called soil erosion. Soil washes into streams and rivers and chokes them with mud. Aquatic, water, plants, and animals that need clear and clean water die. Less rain. With fewer trees, rainwater drains away quickly. At first, farmers have more water for their crops, but then less water evaporates, so less falls as rain. The climate of the rainforest changes. Instead of reliable rainfall, there may be droughts. Rich resources. Rainforests are rich in materials used in industry. These are called resources. Wood, such as teak and mahogany, is used in building and to make furniture. The rocks beneath the forests may contain oil and metals, such as gold, silver, and zinc. Logging. Many rainforests produce hardwood, which is tough and long-lasting. It is ideal for building and making furniture, such as tables. Unfortunately, the best trees are scattered through the forest. In reaching them, loggers damage other trees and the soil, making it hard for young trees to grow. Valuable timber. Most hardwood is sold and transported to other countries. There, it is usually sold again for hundreds of times more than the local people were paid for it. Often, this valuable wood is wasted when it is used to make throwaway objects such as packing crates and chopsticks. Mining. Huge areas of forest are cleared so that mining companies can reach the rock that contains oil and valuable metals. Sometimes they remove whole hillsides. Digging quarries produces a lot of waste material, and this is usually dumped on nearby land. Water running off this waste and from the quarries may be polluted and can harm the aquatic life of streams and rivers. New finds. Scientists believe that they have only found about 1/10 of the animals and plants in the world's rainforests. New species, kinds, are being discovered every day. Many forest plants could be the source of new medicines or foods. New medicines. About 1/4 of all modern drugs came originally from rainforests. The forest people discovered most of these long ago. They use plants to treat headaches, fevers, cuts, snake bites, toothaches, and skin infections. Scientists have tested only 1/100 of the rainforest plants to see if they can be used in medicine. It is important to test more because they may help to cure many diseases. Exotic foods. Crops such as rice, coffee, bananas, and peanuts all came first from rainforests. There may be around 75,000 types of edible plants in the world, but we eat only a few hundred of them. Our diets could be far more varied and healthy if we used more rainforest plants. Making discoveries. Scientists are discovering useful rainforest plants all the time. There are fruits containing more vitamin C than oranges and substances 300 times sweeter than sugar. One tree produces a kind of oil that can be used in diesel engines. Some plants contain insecticides, substances that kill insect pests. No one is sure how many useful plants there may be. But if the forests disappear, we will never know. What can we do? The future of the rainforests is important to everyone. People and governments need to work together to make sure this precious resource is used well. The Earth Summit. In 1992, there was a meeting in Brazil called the Earth Summit. Politicians and experts from 150 countries discussed biodiversity, the importance of rainforests, and global warming. They drew up a biodiversity action plan. They agreed to list the plants and animals found in their countries, to set up more nature reserves and national parks, and to manage forests in a sustainable way. Rainforest charities. Some charities raise money to work with rainforest peoples. Others set up nature reserves to protect wildlife. We can help to protect the rainforests by supporting these charities. The challenge for the future is finding ways for people to live in rainforests, find sufficient food in them, earn a living from them, and look after them all at the same time.